Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, I had 3 extra seconds. It's Anita, and this is Rambles. Happy Easter. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. And yes, I did dial my number early to be on air, and one of my co-hosts is not here, which is good. I did take a nap. And yeah, we're going to discuss the Spice Girls. I know, pop culture reference of the late 90s, and I'm not sure if you guys remember their song, Stomp. But yeah, one of the lyrics in the song is Stop Right Now. Right? What? And there have been other songs with the word stop, you know. Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. Well, no, that didn't have the love. Yeah. Yeah, that's the other one I can think of. Stoplight. There really weren't. And this resonated with me because sometimes that's what you have to do, not just stop and take stock, which is something I discussed with one of my friends earlier today about how sometimes in life you have to stop and take stock of your life, but other times, and this is what the episode, sometimes you just have to stop being there. And I even told this to my friend, and it wasn't discussing issues going on in their life, but we were discussing the show. And it's like, sometimes you do have to stop being there. And it's a very, it's 3 little words, just like saying I love you, which is something I rarely say. I say it to my friends. I have a limit on who I'll say I love you to. But that's the key. You may have to just stop. Not just stop and breathe, because sometimes you do make brash decisions. But other times, you have to stop and be like, this isn't working. And be honest with yourself. Stop doing this. You know, the Suzanne Powers, stop the insanity. And sometimes the insanity is exactly what Albert Einstein said. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And yes, and it is easy to say, oh, it's insane, but sometimes that insanity is rooted in habit. It's like subconsciously rooted. Like women who stay with cheating, and I'm not talking about Mrs. Cajun Queen. I am actually going to talk about Mrs. Knowles. She stayed with Matt and he cheated and she taught Beyonce that. I know the Beehive's going to be mad, but Beyonce made a whole album about his cheating. He admitted it. It's not naked. But you have to stop. But stopping is hard. Stopping is the first step. No, it's the second step. Recognizing you're doing it, then stopping. Then making a habit of not doing it. And those are so hard. That's like really, really hard. Because it's like, I don't even realize I'm doing it. It's subconscious. You don't, like breathing. You don't, when you're breathing, you don't realize you're breathing unless you're taking a really, really deep breath. But for the most part, you take it for granted. You're just doing it. Looking. When you have eyes that work, much like having ears that you just, it's there, so you don't think about it. And that can be good. Some people subconsciously do good. Some subconsciously do bad because that's the only thing they know. So, yeah. But the stop being there is based, is subconscious, but it's also based in fear. I miss this. I don't want to be alone. And, yeah, that's all that does, piggyback on the stand with the man. You feel like, oh, I'm going to be socially ostracized. And, yeah, then, yeah. But you may find a different job, you know, be there that can help you grow and develop. Or maybe it just comes down to this is no longer necessary. I've outgrown this. And it sounds very snobby to say, but sometimes it's true. I mean, you outgrew those stirrups from 1993. I know, totally referenced. And I just realized my voice is cracking. I spent between allergies and the fact that yesterday I spent a lot of time on the phone, which I enjoy. I prefer talking to typing, and I let anybody know, look, I prefer talking to typing. I type, and I can. I'm actually a decent typer, but the text thing is just like, you know what, this can be cleared up in one phone call instead of, okay, I got to wait for the text to come back, and then the text may not go through, and then you may not get the joke in the text. Yeah, no, let me just pick up. And there's something about hearing the phone. It makes me think of Bless the Telephone by Khalees. But anyway, so the stopping being there, you know, not every, another great quote from Liz Ryan, who was an HR exec I used to read in Forbes when I lived in Texas. Not everybody deserves you. That should make stopping being there easier. Not everybody deserves you. They may have never deserved you, but you felt like you lost your value in yourself, and you allowed it, and it happened. So now you just have to pick yourself up and just stop. Stop being there. I had to learn that lesson when I look back on all the, those were lessons learned, I have to tell myself. And sometimes maybe sit down and listen to Alicia Keys' Lesson Learned, which is one of my favorite songs from that album, by the way. But looking back, very few of those Lopez deserved me. I allowed that. And I should have stopped being there. You know, use my time to better myself, not just to stay in this and be unhappy. No, I deserve better. And yes, it is a self-esteem. You should have the self-esteem enough to be like, this isn't work. And when you finally have enough, it's like, enough is enough. Yes, I am quoting a Barbara Streisand Donna Summer song. I happen to like that Donna Summer's greatest hits. She's one of my favorite singers, even though she's dead. But anyway, yeah, you just have to be like, enough is enough. I'm done. I had to do that with a client Friday. They were just so annoyed. And I was like, you know what? This was a mistake. I should not have even dealt with you as a client, because they were just, yeah. It was just like, no, this is just too annoying. You're not respecting my time. And you have, and it's also turning 35. I'm like, I'm almost at the halfway mark. I don't have the emotional investment of this. You're being a jerk. I don't want, I'm just going to stop being there. I'm out. And yeah. And some people would say it was a brash decision, and it was. But frankly, I had enough of that client. They had a history of being difficult. And I know I've talked about difficult clients before, and I do attempt to vet. And it's weird that I just did an episode about great clients, and now I'm talking about this. But yeah, you have to stop. Restaurants have, places have right to refuse service, and sometimes they are being racist, transphobic, or whatever. But other times, you know what, they may have just had one too many bad customers, and it's like, okay, this is the common denominator of the bad customers. I'm just going to cut it. And yeah, you need the but not the aggravation. And yeah, just like with a relationship, you know, if somebody's using you as an emotional punching, no, just stop being there for it. Let them deal with their issues. Again, it sounds very self-helpy, but that might be the best thing. Just stop. Let them deal with it. Whatever. That is not your problem. Your problem is if you stay and be unhappy. So take those words, either stop being there, or the Spice Girls, which I happen to enjoy their catch-along songs. I have their first two albums. I have no problem saying that. But, yeah, stop right now. Do not PESCO. Do not collect $200 and just take some and make the next move. Think, breathe, stop, think, breathe, do. Do it. Make sure it's something you can, make sure it makes you a better person. That's the most important thing, because nobody deserves to be somebody's emotional punching bag. Nobody deserves to be district. Well, yeah, there are some, you know, racist and trauma. People do not deserve that, but they let it happen. So the key is to stop being there for it, find better, because everybody deserves better. So, yeah. And I did have this set for 20 minutes. Like, originally 15, then I accidentally hit 30 for last episode. Now I'm back to 30. I don't know why, but I've had a good few weeks. I did miss a writing group a few weeks ago, but I went to this past week's one, and it was really good. I did a pottery class at the local library, which I truly enjoyed. I'm not sure if I should put that as a picture for my blog. So, yeah, and I have taken my advice about stopping stuff. Yeah, I did think back to it. Like, I've stopped relationships once I realized, you know, I had to stop being there and being the mature person and just being like, no, this is not, no. This person, I know I deserve better than that. So I was like, no. I'm going to stop letting this happen. I'm going to adult, which is so weird to say adult. And that is part of being an adult. You stop letting people do stuff to you that hurts you. And sometimes you may have to stop yourself from doing stuff to yourself that hurts you. Like eating a gallon of ice cream every day. Not healthy. Now, sometimes that ice cream is really good, and I love ice cream. I think that's one of my birthmarks. That's what everybody thought. It sort of does. But I'm not eating it every day. I do want to eat it every day sometimes, but if I'm eating a gallon every day, I got to stop doing that and, you know, do something else to fix whatever issue is driving me to eat. Santa Clarita's Diet, the Netflix show with Drew Barrymore. She's a zombie. She starts eating herself because of the stress of her boss. And it's a relatable thing. I mean, not the, you know, eating people, but the stress of destroying yourself. And it's like, maybe she should just, like, you know, kill the jerky boss, the jerky man. Because it's not worth it. It's like, really, you got too much on your plate. You know, you and your husband trying to hide some dead bodies. They did take a chapter from Dexter, which I love, and I love both those shows. But take stock and maybe let the zombie out to play. I mean, he's being a bully. You're a bigger bully. You're dead. So what can he really do? And who's really going to believe? Oh, your worker's a zombie. But, yeah, eating yourself, like eating her fingers, not healthy. I know everything. I was like, well, she's a, but, yeah, no. There was one where I had to stop when you're in the car, and I'm not trying to knock my Buddhist friends, because I do respect Buddhism as a religion, but if your coping mechanism before going into a job, is to sit and Buddhist chant with rosary beads, with Buddhist beads, before going into work and during your lunch break, just to deal with it, might mean stop being there and start looking for something else. And maybe that's the thing. Stop doing something silly, which is being an emotional punching bag, letting people disrespect you, and start doing something healthy. Yeah, doing something healthy sucks. But it's sort of like eating vegetables. Some vegetables. I mean, I like vegetables. Like, I like Brussels sprouts and okra and stuff. But some vegetables are like that. No. Like string beans. Can I find the nutrients in something else? And I mean, if it's in a casserole, I do like a good string bean casserole. But sometimes it's like, no. Absolutely, this is not working. I've got to start doing something else. And, yeah, when you stop, breathe, take stock, act on what is in your best interest. As long as it's not hurting in a bad way, like okay, you're stabbing somebody. No, no, that's not helping anybody. That is not in your best interest to stab somebody unless it's self-defense. But if it's hurting their feelings, okay, they didn't care about your feelings, so whatever, whatever. You know, they were emotional, jerk, let them cry, let them cry. Go about your life and become the best version of you you can possibly be. You've earned it. And grow up, be happy, and yeah, that's the key to it. So I've got 14 and a half minutes. I can talk a little bit about, well, a lot of it about pop culture. I'll probably end up getting back around to my subject. I cannot believe how my voice is sounding. It's like this raspy stuff. And I appreciate you actually making it through my show. So the Beyonce thing, who bit Beyonce? I don't really want to know. I'm like, the fact that this woman was feeling on your husband after your marital issues, he didn't say anything. Then she feels so comfortable to bite you. That's more your husband's fault. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but his party, his property, his record of cheating, his body. And I get, sometimes you are in shock that stuff happens. If this allegedly happened, I don't know. I wasn't at the party. But if it did happen, it was like, no, it's more his fault. And if a woman feels like, okay, you know, I hug my guy friends. I do. You know, that's the thing. I'm a hugger. I like hugs. Anybody who knows me knows I like hugs. But if this is a woman he's had a history with, he should not have invited her to that party. And if she showed up, you're really a couple worth $1 billion. You mean to tell me you can't hire some security to make sure this broad stayed out? No. Second, if you know she has a history of biting people on drugs, why is she there? Like, that was an unnecessary drama, if it's true. Because, yeah. Oh, she's like, that. No. Okay, why? Why not? If she looks like it, let the guards, bodyguards at the party do their job and make sure this crazy broad did not come in and disturb the peace at your party. So, yeah, that is my view on that. I mean, it may come out, but if it's a good NDA, it's not going to come out. But that part about the party and the bite, no, be mad at your husband, be mad at the guards. I'm not saying, and again, I'm not condoning a girl being on drugs and going around biting people. Because unless she has, like, lost her mind, but there's still a level of, if you're schizoid, take your meds, go to your therapy, you're more at fault than her, really. Either for not saying something to your husband, don't have this woman at our party, or not having your guards. But, yeah, no. No. And what else? The bad client, and I do have time to talk about my Friday night, which was very, very weird, funny, but I think I'll save it for a later date. I know, such a tease, but it's one of those, it was fun and nice and a burger and a ride home, which was great. But, yeah, I should probably go more in detail. It was not bad, but, yeah. So, what else? I don't know what the next episode of my show will be. I do know it's in 2 weeks, so I have time to figure out, okay, what will my show be about? I do have episodes written and outlined, but sometimes stuff happens and I'll just change a topic. Like this one came to me after an issue and I was like, this would be a good topic. And I still cannot think of more songs that said stop. But the Spice Girls was the first one to pop up in my head. And it's funny because that was up until that was the last song together on an album before Ginger left. But that was the last video Ginger did as a member. I remember that. It's like, yes, all that pop culture trivia. I also remember the Sunset Beach joke about Ginger leaving when they added it. But anyway, I'm not sure how many of my listeners actually watched Sunset Beach. That was one of my favorites. Soap operas, by the way, until they brought in Benji. Like, I can deal with the Evil Twins. I could deal with the Murder Island. I could deal with the spinoff of Titanic. But yeah, I had to stop for a while. See? Okay. Stop. Sometimes the stop is a pause. I did watch the final episode when Ben and Meg got married, and Vanessa and Michael, even though Vanessa and Michael were not my favorite couple ever. Yeah. Ben and Meg, they had that cyber romance that was like popular in the 90s. And then they've met and everything else and so many writer changes. But I did watch that one. It was super romantic. You can find it on YouTube. You can find almost everything on YouTube. But yeah, sometimes the stop can be a pause moment and you may go back to, well, if it's insanity, you know, the universe may have you go back to it when the other parties mature and you can pick up and create something better with it. But that's, no, it's like, oh, for the moment, you do have to stop and take a step back and ask, is this worth having? Is this worth it? That's one of the questions during the stop. Is this worth it? How will it benefit me? And that is like the quote, the Savage Guard, they look out for you. Okay, to paraphrase them, from my favorite song on their self-titled album, The Universe, check it out. I do think Maxwell should do a remake. I mean, I've got all Savage Guard and Maxwell with both on Sony. It's a wish. I put it on Facebook a couple of years ago. I think it was a couple of years ago. But anyway, so yeah, stop, take stock. Ask the questions, the hard-hitting questions. I know that sounds so journalistic, but yeah, you do have to ask those hard-hitting questions to yourself. Is this worth it? And 9 times out of 10, you know the answer. I mean, there have been so many times I have been in denial, a self-imposed denial about an issue, and it was like, I already know the answer. Now I have to act on it. But it was a scary thing because complacent and restless, like, exist, like, you know this is a, but it's the only thing you know. It's like, I know something's off. I've got to do something about it. So, yeah. And next time, you know, meditate, take stock. It will come to you, the answer. Just act on it. And sometimes acting on it, stuff will go wrong, but ultimately, it'll be better in the end. I mean, the middle is always the hard part. The beginning, you have the motivation of, yay, it's like running the marathon. It's like, yay, I'm doing it. I'm being cute. I'm taking pictures. Then around mile 15, it's like, what was I thinking? I should just go back. But then you're too far gone. It's like, okay, I'll finish it. And then when it's over, it's like, yay, I did it. I earned it. Yeah. So do it. You know, stop being there for it. It might be scary. There is support, much like a good bra. And stop, take stop, and then that stopping, you ask yourself the questions, and the answers will come to you. And sometimes the answers were, you were wrong for staying. So what are you going to do about it? Do something positive, improve, and grow. That's it. And other things going on, I attempted to twist my hair a few weeks ago. It was over a week ago. It'll be 2 weeks on Tuesday, I think. It wasn't the best because, let's face it, I don't like doing hair. I don't like styling. Isn't one of my things because my thing is, even when my hair is chemically straightened or regular straight, I just want a ponytail or in a bun, maybe a French braid. I don't want a lot of complex stuff. And when you have, like, curly hair, it's like a battle. And I was just like, it's at that phase where I really need to protect the style, and I don't have a weave in. So I was like, okay, I've got to twist it. And I've been playing with my twist. So, like, I've got to get used to it being twisted, because I hadn't had twist in, like, almost 5 years. So it's getting used to, and also finding other things to do with my hands. My cursive has gotten great when I don't pay attention. Like, when, no, I should take that back. When I'm not rushing, it's really good, like, as good as my bio mom's. I've never seen my Sarah the mom's handwriting. But, yes, it's really good, and I have legal pads and notebooks in cursive because that's what I do. I write. Yes, I'm someone who writes, you know, Pat Snyder reference. If you haven't read Writing Alone and with Others, really, it's a pretty, I've never read it, but my writing group uses that book as a guide, and a lot of other writing groups do. But, yeah, it's just a way to get the thoughts out. You know, what am I thinking sometimes? And there will be sometimes when I do write in print, if I'm taking notes, I like my notes. When I'm taking notes about something to be in print, but if it's notes of my thoughts or writing stories, I like them to be in cursive. That's a weird thing, but, you know, it's a part of who I am. I've accepted it, and, hey, I can still, when it's a story, go type up the notes. So what else? Yeah, had a day yesterday where I spent part of the time on the phone with working with clients and calling and networking, and it felt really good. Like, wow, I'm doing something. I'm taking the first steps to building something that I want, which is a very good feeling. And I also want this show, and I appreciate you guys for listening for over 4 years. And, yeah, just sticking by, joking about it, emailing, which is really cool. So, yeah, just remember the insanity and be aware of it. I mean, you're already aware. There's a part of you that knows. This is silly. Why am I doing this? And act on that. Okay, I shouldn't do this. This is ridiculous. And what needs to be done to stop digging that hole and, you know, stop digging the hole and build a tower. I just got the 90-second warning. So, yeah, to wrap it up, this was based on the Spice Girls episode, the song Stop. Stop right now. You know, stop right now. Take stock right now. And taking stock, asking the questions. Get the answers, act on the answers. And yes, there will be times when you fall back into it because, let's face it, these habits, you've been doing the bad habits longer than the new habits. And it takes time for a habit to be replaced. So the point is, don't beat yourself up. Also, don't beat yourself up if you fail. Learn from it. Get back on that treadmill. It's like you fall off the treadmill or you throw up. I've had that happen when I've fallen off the treadmill, but you know what? I got myself back on that treadmill. And, yeah, I made it work. You know, you learn, you don't feel bad, and you grow, and you stop being there, and you really stop being there and start improving yourself. You are worth your best. Because very few people on this spinning piece of carbon are worth your best. And you are the one who is worth your best. This is Rambles. I'm Anita, and I will catch you in a few weeks. I don't know why this is saying I have like 10 seconds left, but anyway, talk to you later. And thank you again for listening. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Bye.